you guys, the lovely trio, the Mako girls. My name is the Tea Party. You are welcome to call me Tea. I'm going to give you every experience that you need. And tonight, you are the vibe. So welcome, ladies. Welcome. We are excited to have you guys. Excited.
Thank you for having us. We're super excited to get started with the show.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and hop right into it. I have a lot of questions about you guys. I've done a lot of extensive research on you guys. I love your look. I love your style. I love what you guys just bring to the table. So instead of me telling our audience about you, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and give your introduction of you guys individually, your name and where you're based from. Just something about you all that makes you special. We want to hear what you have.
Yes, so we want to first introduce ourselves. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mimi.
I'm Anai.
Yo, it's Kina.
And my crew comes in and we're turning up the crowd. The neighbors at the door because the music's getting loud. We can party all night, dancing in the spotlight. And I'm going to show my friends how to have a good time. And we're the Mako Girls.
We are a sister girl group that is based out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we sing, dance, and rap.
We make R&B pop music. We are mixed with West Indian, so we love to put that out there. We feel like that's something unique that we bring to the table with our group.
Yeah, we are actual sisters.
Yes.
We're all blood-related.
Yeah, and we've been doing music for about 8 years now. I've done over 300 shows, have worked with many brands now, and definitely with the platforms, with social media, has definitely launched a lot more things for us this year. And, yeah, we are 2022 and 18, so I don't know if there's any other information you guys like to know, but I'm sure we'll hear tonight.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Definitely. We love you guys. I love the music that I've listened to so far. I'm so excited to just ask questions about your career goals and your talents and your aspirations. I love how young and vibrant you guys are. So let's go ahead and get straight into some of the questions that I've had. We're going to start off with a little game. Is that cool, you guys?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, let's break into like a little game here. It's called Two Truths and a Lie. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that game, but yes. The basic rules are, yeah, you know, girl, you know. So the basic rules are you got to just straightforward tell us three things about yourself. Two of them are going to be truths, and then one is going to be a lie. And I myself am going to have to figure out what is the lie. So, you know, you have to kind of put on your poker face, your poker voice in this scenario, and kind of let me see which one is the lie. And I can go first as an example. So okay. My first set of three things, it would be I was in a circus, I have a twin sister, and my favorite color is black. So which one do you guys think is the lie?
I would say you was in the circus, I would think is the lie.
I would say the circus.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, we'll all go with circus.
Yeah, it sounds like something I wouldn't expect to be.
We're going
to
go with circus all three for 300, Alex, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. So, actually, the lie in that is my favorite color is not black. My favorite color is actually purple. So, yes, ma'am. I actually was in the Universal Soul Circus traveling as an ongoing caretaker. Yes, ma'am. So, I gathered with some of the greatest, Fresh the Clown, and just, you know, some of the other great artists in there. And that's how I tapped into the music industry and what I really love to do as a communications talent. So I love that I see other young artists thriving. And I also do have a twin sister as well. So what about you guys? Did you come up with your individual truth, two truths and a lie? Or you guys can do it as a group, however you see fit.
I think we'll do it as a group. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be quicker. Yeah.
Let's see. All right. I'll throw out a truth and then one of y'all pick a lie. So this is a lie.
Wait, you just said
Three statements, three facts about yourself, just three things about yourself. And then I'll try to figure out which one is the lie.
Okay.
And no rush. Take all the time that you need, girl. Let me see if my skills are that good. And if you guys need more time, we definitely can come back to that by the end of this podcast, and we can definitely get onto that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to is that okay? We can make a wrap around?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
So we can think about these.
Oh, yeah. Make it real good. Okay. So I do have so many great questions. Ooh, I just don't know which one I want to ask first. But if you could describe yourself as a group with three words, what would you tell people? Who are the Mako Girls?
I would say fun.
Yeah, very fun. Like, yeah, I'll keep that word.
I would say fashion, very fashionable.
What's the third one? I was gonna say energy. Like, I feel like we
like positive energy.
I will go with that.
Well, that's a phrase. Well, yeah.
Okay, a phrase. Okay,
we're gonna stick with that.
Yes. Okay. We love a good fashion moment. Okay. I do see you that you guys work with brands like Dolls Kill and so forth. So we love a good fashion moment. I see a lot of eclecticness within your fashion. I love it. We love good and positive energies. We love having good, successful people around. I'm loving it. So next I want to know, I'm not stalking you, but I did see on your Instagram that you guys did meet a phenomenon. You did get a chance to meet with the mother of Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
I just have to know, how was that experience meeting Mrs. Carroll? And what is there any advice that she gave you as an artist, as creators, of what you could do with helpful in your career?
She was definitely amazing. I think we were looking for that Nicki energy, and she was so sweet. Like, she was a very nice person. She's from the same place our grandmother is from, yes. So we really connected with her on that level when we got to meet her.
She pretty much reminded us of our grandma a little bit.
Yeah, because they're from the same place. They're from Trinidad, so we love that. She was just amazing. She got to hear us sing. She said, we sounded really good. Just keep going. Don't stop. It was a great moment to share with her and actually being able to, you know, be in front of somebody who has created like a legend now in the game. So that was an amazing
moment. Really, it was just a moment of right place at the right time.
Right. Shout out to Jay Nance. She was somebody who definitely thought about us and was able to make that happen.
Awesome. I love that. That is probably a life-changing experience for you guys. That is a momentum in your career, would you say?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so let's get into some fun topics and kind of steer away from more of the serious career-driven questions. So, ladies, what are some of the top three musical influences that you have? It can be current as well as recent. Just something that created your sound that you guys have, some like Chris Brown and Nicki Minaj. What are some phenomena that you love yourself?
I know for us as a group, it's definitely TLC. That was the like original group that we wanted to embody, that energy and bringing that to our generation.
And then even with how they have a message in their songs and stuff like we want, and the longevity in their music to include that with us. And then another big inspiration for our group was definitely the boy group Mindless Behaviors.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we loved them.
Inspired us to get started as a group.
We all had sat together, watched the documentary, and like we were just instantly inspired to just do like to be a girl group and like let's do. We're ready to go on tour.
Yeah,
like we're ready to make music, perform to the crowd, travel the world. That was the whole goal. It was definitely them that really sparked
that energy. Yeah, I know now with our sound, we were definitely inspired by a lot of different people for different reasons. We love the. I don't know if you've seen the show on Fox. It was called Star. We loved the sound. It was very similar to what we were going for because it had a lot of swag, but they still was able to like belt out notes, bring harmonies to the table. We love Kalani. We love Melanie Martinez. Just bringing so much showmanship, bringing a lot of creativity into the music,
especially with the messages or their wordplay or how they change like,
the melodies and the cadence.
Yeah. And we love Nicki and Rihanna as well, Island Queens, because we want to bring that into our music as well.
Yes. Oh, you have some good inspiration. Shout out to Rihanna. She's having a baby.
Yes. Yeah, we're excited about that.
I think that can signify that we are officially now the grown folks, guys. I think our age bracket is, I'm 25 as well. So I think that's our age bracket. We're the grown-ups now. She's having a baby. So, yes, I do. I love it. I love that inspiration that you guys have. And I shout out to my island girls. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out. I spent so much time working with Jamaican people in Trinidad, you know, just that culture. So shout out to you guys for just bringing awareness to that. There's talent there as well. What are some, gosh, there's so much that I have to ask you guys, and I don't want to rush right into it, but give me your wildest performance story that you've had on stage, off stage, behind the scenes. What's something crazy that you was like, either oh hell no or
right.
hell yes?
I know one for us. We performed at it was a father-daughter dance, and we was performing, and then all the girls.
Yeah, as soon as we finished performing, our show set, it was just a flood of, little kids. They just ran towards us, and, the lights were coming down.
it was a lot because they were so, they were so little and, short, so we were like, we don't want to step on y'all in your pretty dresses.
And kind of because they were kind of tackling all of us, it kind of felt like a little wave going on. We were like, oh no.
It was a yes and no moment because we were like, we don't want nobody to get hurt, but we've never been, I don't know what it's called when they
a bum rush.
Yeah, that was the first time this ever happened. So it was almost our starter moment, we get in there. Mm-hmm. But then it was hey, this is a very chaotic moment right now. So I know that was one. I know our third annual Carnival Globe Party was definitely a big part of our career that we're super proud of because we sold out our event, 450 people.
And when we walked in the building, we had to lock hands with each other to get into the bag. It was packed.
Wow.
We were like, yes,
this is what we want. Yeah, it was exciting.
Wow. Getting in that bag. Okay.
Yeah. And Dolls Kill, for sure. That right there, that collaboration has been a dream come true because we wear their clothes all the time for photo shoots, for performances. So to be able to be recognized by them and them reaching out to us was a really big deal.
Yes, come through, Dolls Kill. Okay, so they always come with the fashion. That is wonderful. Do you guys have security now since the kids are, you got children of the porn on you now. So do you have security?
Now, they calm down a little bit. We could go out fine. You know, it's when we perform, because this just happened also when we performed at Banneker. The girls got excited, and they, came around us in, a swarm of girls. They didn't bombard us like little kids, but it was just a lot of people. Yeah, it was a lot of people, and we were just
So we working on
security. Yeah, we working on security. Might be in our near future. Right.
Be in the Mates, girls. You guys are a big, big, big hit. Awesome, awesome. So who are some of the producers, if you would like to tell me, that you work with for creating your sound? Or do you guys, you're in the studio just grinding? What's some of the influential people that you work with that kind of help create the sound?
We first have to really shout out our team with our vocal coach, Mr. James Slaughter from Marvelous Enterprise. We love them. They are family. They've been working with us since we started. JT is our engineer. He is a mentor, and he works with us with everything, with our sound. And we love him because the process, we're still learning as we're growing. So he makes that process very easy and makes it something that we can actually learn and take on the skills ourselves. Producers, we switch it up all the time. We're working with this producer in France, and he's super dope. We're coming up with a lot of new music. Charles Piper is somebody who worked on Leverage and a new single that we have coming out.
We also work with David Doyle.
Yeah.
David Doyle and The Right Key, because they also help out with some of our
projects that we're dropping. They definitely work with us with this new project. We can't wait for you guys to hear it as well.
And have to shout out Chanel Red. She's also a Grammy-nominated writer that we got to work with on a dope song. There's a lot of heat coming. We're ready for it to release, but we've been able to, work with a lot of great people who just believe in the journey. So we're excited, and we're wanting to collab this year, so hopefully you'll see a lot more artist collaborations.
And also shout out to DJ Fahrenheit for all the shows that
put together our show tracks and everything. Like, yeah. He came and performed, came and played with us live for one of our performances this past year. So he's been with us literally since day one.
Awesome. I love to hear. We all need a good support team and good support group. And I'm glad that you girls are able to cultivate such a great team. So let's talk about some of the opposite end of that. Let's talk about the hate, Lord. Let's talk about the hate. Do you see yourself getting a lot of backlash on the internet, whether it be from your TikTok that you do, whether it be from the collaborations with clothing companies, or even just in your music in general, some of the naysayers? Do you have a response to those, or do you just tend to not respond or not look at them? How do you handle fire when you're under there?
I think it was one TikTok video that we got some heat for.
It was because we didn't know a certain song from an artist. And it's not like we said it was bad. Like, we were just like, oh, we didn't know. And that was the first time we really experienced a whole wave of hate.
We don't know the song, bro.
We know many other songs by them, but we just didn't know that song. And, like, at first, we were just
A little bit overwhelming.
It was overwhelming. It was, like, kind of nerve-wracking as well. And then we were just like, well, should we take it down? And stuff, because, like, you know, we don't want people to be coming at us, like, in a negative way.
We addressed the situation just small in one thing. We're like, hey, we just didn't know that song.
Yeah.
We know the person, we know of the person's other music. They're a great artist, but it was just that song. We had no clue. We addressed it. We just left it as is.
Yeah, and normally with, like, hate comments, we normally don't pay attention to them. That's better for us. If we know our intentions with the content or the people that we work with, or we have our own personal experiences, it's definitely how we move. We don't really see a lot of the negative anyway. Like, it's more love than hate, so that's what we focus on.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? TikTok will go in on you. Have you noticed that? They will.
TikTok is very different. We've heard stories for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are like the demon of the internet. but so far, let's see. What is your biggest setback in the music industry that you think as for girl groups? We don't see many girl groups anymore nowadays. I mean, we have Fifth Harmony. You know, they were the breakout group for our generation, like Mindless Behavior, TLC, SWV. We have a lot of girl groups, but we don't really see the longevity in those girl groups. We know that, you know, of course, the famous group Destiny's Child, but what is something that you think makes a big setback for the girl group industry, or you guys as well?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a lot. I know.
I think one of them is like an expectation that the girl group might fall apart.
Yeah,
I've had discussions where, like, hey, like, if we're doing something, like, if Mimi wanted to work on a song with another person, it's not going to be just, oh, Mimi's trying to go solo.
Yeah,
it's going to be a part of the Makeup Girls
brand
or project.
Right. Yeah, and I think the perception that, like, most people do give, which, like, causes girl groups to get, like, a bad image, is when one of the members work with someone else, they automatically think that they're going to disband soon, when really it's just that one person working with the thing. They're always still with the group and stuff. And I know for us, we really work on communication a lot.
Yeah,
and that really would, I would say, make it difference in who we are and how we work and how we run things, because we make sure that we're all good, we're on the same page. There is no leader of something. We're all in it together, evenly and equally.
Yeah, and I think that's really what it is. I know that kind of puts a halt on some people, like, instantly jumping on to what we have. They rather watch and wait to see it, like, happen. Then to know that it's solid, and I feel like that's kind of like the downfall for us. It's like, we just have to keep doing stuff on our own and building it up on our own, and then people who probably are watching will come in the end, because they're waiting to it actually, you know, come about, because it's a big risk working with groups, especially girls, because we are definitely, like, high maintenance everything.
Yes.
Okay. So I know that that's a big, big part in, like, why they don't gamble, like, go ahead and go for it when it comes to, like, girl groups in general.
The wonderful. I love it. I love to hear that as well. It is very, 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 very hard for girl groups. Do you think by you guys being sisters, it allows you to stick closer together, or is it much harder, you think, to work with your biological sister because you might can snap off at them a little better than you would maybe someone you met on the street and say, hey, you girl grouping it together? What do you guys think?
I think it's better for us because we have really great communication. And I think that's also what we want to express, like, as sisters being in a group, like, that communication is what is going to make the world of a difference, because that's how we make decisions. That's how we decide what's going to happen if we're all still on the same page with goals, or if we want to do something on the side along with Mako Girls. Like, we talk it out, so it's not something that you're, like, holding in and you or feel like the group is a burden. Yeah.
Even if we do, like, snap at each other, it'll be like, okay, we'll walk away, cool off, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss it again.
Yeah.
Or, like, apologize and be like, yeah,
I didn't mean to say that. That was a bit too much. We really do, like, we're, like, best friends. Even though we're sisters, we're best friends. We only be around each other all the time now, so it's really easy to, because we check each other, too. So it's real easy to just tell each other how we're feeling. We have a lot of sister talks, so it's a very easy process when you're able to convey how you're really feeling and not going through the motions,
for sure.
Absolutely. It's good to take that time apart and making sure that you're not just giving them your instant emotion. Are there any dream artists that you aspire to work with? Like, if you could work with any artist or anyone and there was no, like, limitations on that, who would it be? This can be individually or you guys as a group.
I know Doja Cat was definitely one because of the style. Like, she's coming through with
style, music,
the creativity.
Never know what to expect from Doja Cat. Like, everything is just so new and fresh.
Yeah,
definitely her as a group or even individually as well. Like, we all, like, love Doja. Like, she's one of our biggest inspirations.
Ariana Grande, too. Love her. She has an amazing, effortless voice, and we would love to work with her. I know personally, this is Mimi speaking, I would love to work with her or even somebody like Lil Baby, like go completely left.
Okay.
People would expect us to work with and bring something new to, like, the table.
Okay, I would say, this is Kina speaking, for me personally, I would say Melanie Martinez and Action, because I like their creativity. They're very creative, especially with their music videos. I would love to work with them.
I'm just thinking, because, like, I know group wise it would be dope to, like, definitely collaborate with this it's this K-pop group, they're called Blackpink. I think with, like, a K-pop group with, like, an American like girl group, like, that would just be, like, a great mix, and, like, people, it'll just, like, I know, like, that would just be an epic collaboration, and I really love their music and I love their performance, and I just know, like, if we were to work together, that performance would be epic and it'll be talked about for years. So like, definitely them.
Oh yes, I can see you guys, like, working with Lil Baby. You got the big chain on with your makeup,
right? Like, you really bring
out
that persona.
Come out on stage, and everybody's like, "The makeup girls with Lil Baby." Like, yes, featuring Lil Baby. What's up? So, I could see it, girl. Totally reach for the stars because they are there. Now, what is a strategy, or how do you deal with performance anxiety? Because they say the more nervous you are, it means the more passionate you are about what you are doing. I was very nervous to interview with you girls, but I am so excited. Thank you. I'm so excited to just learn about other creatives as myself and other artists. What are some processes, or what are some things that you guys do? It can be, again, individually, because I do understand that you all are your own individual person that make up the group. What are some things that you do together and individually to deal with that?
I would say together we, like, run through the choreography and the vocals just to make sure, you know,
everybody's comfortable.
To ease our nerves, we'll just be like, okay, let's run through this
I know.
Five more times.
This is me speaking. I know that's me for sure. I try not to do it too much because then I tend to overthink it. But that makes me feel more at ease before we perform. It's just, let us go through this, like, real quick. Like, just walk it. We don't have to do it full out. I just need to make sure I got it.
This is a nine for me. Because before we were in Mako Girls, I used to do gymnastics and stuff. So, like, what will always get me to calm down is just for me to, like, literally, like, block out everyone. Mm-hmm. And, just to block out everyone and just do what I was, like, taught, like, you know, trained to do. Like, I would just, like, you know, black out, like, mentally, and then just be like, all right, you know what, I'm in the moment, let me just execute it as well as I can. And then, like, when I finish, I'm like, all right, is it over? Because of building up for it, it feels like it lasts for, like, 10, 20 minutes, but then when you do it, it's, like, go by in, like, 2-3 minutes. You just, like, I did all this. I stressed out all this time for only, like, it to pass myself back.
I know this is Mimi. I also, like, try to listen to music that, like, gets me hyped or something that makes me, like, get excited. So that way I am not thinking so much about being nervous and stuff and just being more excited to perform, more excited to, like, have a good time. Just so that way I don't think about it as, like, oh, I don't want to mess up and, like, have fun with it.
This is Kina. What I would do is between a couple things. I would either sing, like, other songs to calm my nerves.
Yeah.
For some reason, I did not notice this, like, this year. Whenever I start singing, I'm just, like, singing out of nervousness because it calms me down a little bit. Either that or I'm, like, listening to scary stories. I would have my focus more so on the scary story and, like, be invested in what's happening rather than the performance that we're having that's coming up.
Yeah, in, like, 2 minutes, right?
And then I would say that, and then all together, we all do pray before the performance.
Yes.
Just to make sure, like, blessing, to make sure everything is blessed.
Go smoothly, yeah.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so, Nene, I feel like you're a little crap queen because you, you're a baby, listening to the hype music.
I'm a little more trendy than the rest of them.
Yeah, it's all right. I love it. I can see you breaking into that.
I love, like, Pop Smoke, Polo G. Like, there's people. I like their music. I feel like they just come with something different. I don't, like, go based off of just, we all love all types of music.
Yeah.
So I always give everything a chance, whether it's the beat is hard, whether they are spitting lyrics and people just don't tend to, like, tap into that. But yeah, I love all of it. So I listen, but I am more of the, I would say, trap queen.
Mimi's like the trap queen in the group. Kina listens to a lot of alternative music. So you have, like, Halsey and
Billie Eilish. Yeah. And they have Anaya. She has the K-pop and the Caribbean music on lock for sure.
Yeah.
She's also, like, a little bit into the older, like, rap. So she'll listen to, like, earlier T.I., some other songs that my dad will, like, play. She's, like, a mix of everything. She's not as trendy, but she do have her songs that she likes.
We're all into every single thing.
Whatever is on one of the our siblings' playlists, we always just take it and add it to ours.
Like, yeah.
They'll be like, what's that song you playing? All right, let me add it to my thing.
Definitely.
Shuffle, because it'll be
random. We have to play it by genre so it can blow right.
We got to put y'all on the ox for sure, okay?
Yeah. I don't know about
you. Yes, I
love you.
Exactly. No, just kidding.
Definitely. So, what about some people around you, like your mother and father, or just, you know, the parental guardianship side of it? Who are something that kind of helped you mold your talents as well, other than, you know, engineers, producers, and so forth?
Our dad, I would say, is the number one person to thank for our showmanship.
Because we will have late nights practicing. Like, we'll be practicing for, like, 3 hours. And then he'll be down there. He'll grab the mic from us and show us how to do it.
How
the rappers would do it back in the day. And then he'll do it alongside of us. Like,
yes.
We have to do it, like, over and over again. And then, like, he'll put on the lights and stuff, so, like, to make sure that we really feel it and stuff. We have the mic and music cranked up. It was definitely him that helped us with our showmanship a lot. And our mother
helped us with more of the business side.
Business, fashion
as well.
And all facial expressions, because she would make, like, when we were practicing, she would tell us to go in the mirror and, like, to feel the song and make sure to give a motion and make sure that we feel everywhere. Over and over again. So definitely them two for showmanship.
They tag team.
Yeah, they tag
team. They tag team. So when we were younger, it would start off with our dad. And then when he's done, our mother would take over with a different part. They used to get on us a lot about interviews and everything. They are part of the process. They support us 1,000%. So
they'd be in the background, head holding up the sign. They're like, hey, are you seeing this?
Yeah.
We can't read and talk at the same time.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, they're on your back like another part of the management team, most definitely.
Oh, they're part of the group sometimes. They be wanted, like, they love everything that we do. Our dad would love to be up with his mic doing his thing. He's actually on one of our songs, so, like, he's in the mix, especially my mom. Like, they both, like I said, tag team doing different things.
That's good. They're pushing y'all to be great, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. I know it can be a little bit,
We had to do that a couple times. We were like, Dad, trust us, we got it. Like,
tell me about a moment where you had to put mom and dad in their respective place, because this is your career, not necessarily theirs.
I think now it's just like, I would say TikTok was the platform that it became like, oh, we got this. Like, TikTok, this is our thing. Like don't worry, don't stress too much. Because we used to, like, want to make sure everything was, like, perfect. But we learned with TikTok, they don't care about that. They just care about energy. And they care about all the fun stuff. They want to see it real. So we had to, like, let them know, like, we got this. Like, just watch it when we post it. You know, those things, we had to let them know. I think we're getting into it more with music because we're all together in that process. But I want to make sure that we, like, separate it, make sure it's something that we really love, and then, convey it to them or give it to them. But they have definitely backed off a little bit and gave us time to grow, because they want to make sure we know it, especially because we're getting older and they don't want people to be able to, you know, get over on us, tell us things, and just try to make everything sound great. But we've been through so many experiences that we can't even be fooled by a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. But they definitely have backed off so we can learn the process.
Mm-hmm. And let's get into some more of these random and enthusiastic questions. Ladies, individually, we can start with meaning and so forth. Who is your celebrity crush? Okay, because mine is an actor. He's in the actor too. It's Michael Ealy. Like, that man.
If you see
the Tyler Perry play, if you see the Tyler Perry movie, oh, he is. He's mine in my head. We got married.
When I heard the Michael, you made me nervous. So I'm going to say, we about to have the same crush. I don't know if that gets. Mine is Michael B. Jordan. I don't know now. It's not as much, but of course, because he's with somebody. So you can't really crush him like you want to. It's like, not right. So he was my celebrity crush. Now, I don't really have one.
We're over here trying to think of one now, because, like, if you asked us, like, when we were younger, I would have been like, oh, Ray, Ray.
And you just work so much, it's like,
right.
Okay, but I would just say a celebrity I admire, because, I would say, V from BTS, or Minion Game from BTS.
I would say a celebrity that I admire, just because I love his sarcasm, is Ryan Reynolds.
I love
his sarcasm. To me, it's hilarious. So, yeah, I would say him.
I think Mimi's the one for sure with, like, celebrity.
We're done. No more celebrity crush.
All right. So let's see. You guys gotta get the crushes going, because that's how you be like, okay, I gotta watch my man, see what he's doing. Because Michael's with Lori now, so you know.
We have a boyfriend. Kina and I do, at least. So the crushes. Yeah, they're okay.
The only crush I pretty much have is on an anime character.
Oh my god.
Oh, girl, I'm with you on that one, too, okay? So, anime, anime on Netflix got me hooked and started. So now it's just like, you know, we're part of a weird clan. So let's see. Have you had any like internet break and sensations like on YouTube? I see you guys already have thousands and thousands of views. And when you first had that hit and had that moment, what did it feel like? Like, it's hearing your own voice on the radio. What did that it moment feel like?
I would say at least with TikTok, because that's where we have like got the most views,
many viral moments.
Most, even to this day, it was really just like overall exciting. Like, at first you see the video, it does like 100 views in like 10 minutes, then like 200, then you see it jump from that to like 5,000, you're just like, oh, whoa, like, it's very exciting, because you're just like, oh my gosh, they finally, like, they see our content, like, they like what we're doing,
right?
And then, like, we get off the app, so, like, we don't see it, like, growing every couple seconds, and then
refreshing it every 2 seconds, grow.
And then, like, we'll get on it, like, an hour later, and with one of our most recent videos, we had did an Encanto, like, inspired video. Like, it was a remix video, actually, and we did an outfit inspired by it and, like, an outfit transition with it. And so when we had left it, the video, for about, like, an hour, I came back. The first time it was at 5,000 views, and I came back, it was at 40,000. I was just like, oh, my God, guys, it's going viral. Like, we have to do it again.
Yeah, that's, I think, really what it is. It's like, once things are going really, really good or viral moments, we end up, like, wanting to do more. So we're like, what are they saying? What do they want us to do next? Mm. Like, we could do something else.
I would say, especially with this sibling anthem check that we had on our TikTok, but they loved our little sister.
8 million views. They loved our little sister, and we had to force her to do that video. I know we have some, like, moments like that with our videos that were doing really well, where we had, like, Nicki Minaj, like, one of our videos. We had Chyna and McClain comment on one of our videos. Yeah. Sorati, a girl group, and, well, now they're not a group anymore, but when we were doing stuff, they reposted us on their page. Mm. So
we are good girls as well.
They posted us on their page when they were a group as well. So we've gotten a lot of, like, support from those videos that go crazy. And, you know, those moments be the shocking ones. I know, Nikki, we was like, our career is good.
We're like, nobody can touch us now.
She liked our post. So
okay, honestly, that's true. Once Nikki... You've been approved. Okay, you got the blue
check. Right. They have their approval. Like, nothing else. Nobody can tell you anything.
Okay. It's like, you are my sons. Okay.
Right. Right. We joined the top part where now we saying the same thing.
Okay. That's all right. Give credit where credit is due. Yes, ma'am. So if you could, I just want to know, where did the name Mako Girls come from?
Our mom came up with the name because we really didn't know what to call ourselves.
We're really bad at naming, like, things for people in general. So, like, for our group, we were really struggling to come up with the name.
Yeah.
So our mom came up to us. She was like, what about Mako? And we were like, okay.
It has a ring to it, but we put the meaning behind it, so it wasn't just, like, a name. Like, so it's Mimi. M for Mimi.
A for Anai.
K for Kina.
And our last name, Ochoa.
And then we added girls.
So it's actually us. The name is literally each of us.
It's literally the Mako Girls. I'm loving it. If you had to choose your own name, did you guys ever go through that process of what could we name ourselves? What were some of the quirky and weird names that you come up with?
Honestly, I don't even remember because it was so long ago. Yeah. And I don't know if it was that long of a process because we were just
like itching for like 5 minutes, and then we were just like sitting there thinking, like, I know my mind was just empty, like, oh, like, I can't think of anything. Someone just wait till they think of something.
And I think we all were thinking the same thing, like, maybe one person will say something, then we can go from there. But nothing really, we probably did come up with something, I just really don't remember.
But I know the thing most recently that we had really had to come up with, like, we were working on names, was definitely for our fan base.
Yeah.
And we were like, we had to ask on Instagram. We were like, hey, what do you guys want to be called? Because originally we were thinking Mako Army, Mako Maniacs, like Mako Fans, Mako Gang, like Mako Squad. Like, we were coming up with a lot of names for the fan base. So we had put a poll up on Instagram, and we were just like, you guys vote on which one that y'all want to be named.
and Makomaniacs ones. That's how we got.
I just was thinking that in my head. I was like, the Makomaniacs is a hit.
Yeah, yeah, we put a meaning behind it too. Like, we put a meaning behind everything. But it's, we go crazy for them. Like, they go crazy for us, and we go crazy for them. So the Makomaniac part makes sense. We'll be like, let people know how we came up with the name, and well, how we used the name.
Okay, I'm loving that. Yeah, Makomaniacs, I'm a part of the team. I am.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Plus one, plus two, plus three, plus the whole world. Right. All right, so what about a dream trip? Have you guys taken any dream trips since, you know, the rise of fame and notary? Or do you guys wish to take a dream trip or a vacation? What would it be?
I know our dream trip ended up happening when we didn't even know it was our dream trip.
Okay, now I have to know. I need details. I need details.
It became our dream trip after we had the trip.
Yes. We went to Jamaica for a performance. We was performing for a back-to-school event with Saffron Giving. It's a non-profit event that we did a lot here in Atlanta. She wanted to take it out the country because she was actually from Jamaica. So we went there to do give back, do a back to school event. And it was an amazing experience. We had our own villa. We got to
canoe.
We was
had
jumping
on the beach on the side. Like,
living the life.
Butlers, homemade like meals for every single thing.
We didn't have to cook anything. And, the thing about that trip was that Kina's birthday was actually like a couple days after we initially went. And so we had one more day left before we actually had to leave. But Kina wanted to leave a day early she could come home and eat at a restaurant that is always open. And
not open now. Not open now.
But the thing is, we could have stayed one more day and we would have went to see the dolphins and went to, I think it was like the Bob Marley Museum or something like that.
They wouldn't let us go after that.
But it was
2 years.
It was an amazing trip. Like, it was a lot of things we did that we really didn't even expect ourselves to do, pushing us out of our comfort zone. We, like, swam in this lagoon at night, and, like, the little planktons in the water would glow. Like, it was really fun. And something,
and canoeing by ourselves in the ocean was...
Never will do again by myself.
It was so fun. It was fun, but it was very interesting. We just can't have an eye
in the thing.
Yeah, I freak out too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, me and water, our relationship's getting better, but it's just not there yet.
It takes time, you know.
It does. Yeah. So, ladies, what is more, and again, this can be individual or as a group, what's more important to you, money or success?
Success. Because money can come and go. If you have success, it will always be there.
Definitely. Do you think the revenue and the money comes from the success, or could you use the money to become successful?
I feel like it can really go both ways depending on how you handle it. But really, I feel like with more success, the more income you get,
the more opportunity.
You can buy success, but after you spent all your money, you won't have any more success.
Yeah, you just bought your spot there, but if you're successful, then you're going to be there regardless because people respect you. So I think that is why we choose success. And I think with Molly's behavior, it was always saying that you want to be famous or successful. And it was explaining, like, you could do something bad right now and become famous. But if you work hard at it, you will, and you make these big, make life-changing things in other people's lives and really make an impact, then success will last longer. That's something you have to, work for. So that thing always stuck with us as we watched the movie, and we definitely live by that when it comes to our careers and life in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that as well. I always tell people it's good to learn, to create, to serve. So definitely I do believe in that as well. So just a fun little pick me. Individually, do you guys remember Bratz Dolls? I'm pretty sure you guys they were my girls. What would you say you guys are? Like, what would you describe yourself as? Yasmin, Chloe, Sasha, or Jade?
Okay, so this is a not. We assigned this when we were younger as we were watching the movie. So, for me, Anai, I was Jade. I was the fashionista. I was like, I love her character. Like, she is me. I want to be her. Like, she is my favorite.
Yeah, this is Mimi, and mine was Chloe. And it was because I had a phase where I wanted to be like that girl. And I was like, I'm doing what the other girls can. Like, only guys do this, and I'm doing it. But now I know, like, my character, like, that character and I.
At heart.
Yeah, we match. The overthinking because of things that, you know, you got in the bag already. I definitely feel that with her. And I just loved her throughout my whole, like, childhood. I was close. I was really, I already believed it.
Yeah, I would say for me, I was more of a Jasmine. I'm more chill, laid back and stuff.
The zen one.
One. But I loved Jasmine's beauty mark. So, like, when I was younger, I was like, I want a beauty mark by my eyebrows. Just like that. Oh, and behold, it developed somehow. So
Yes, and we have another little sister too, so we really felt like we were the brats because it was four of us, and she was Sasha, so.
And then we had the dolls and everything.
We had the dolls and it, like the bins movies. Full of stuff, the movies, we still watch the movies to this day.
Yes, you had the little brat's head and you would smack her because she moving too much. Yeah.
We took our dolls on vacation. Like, everywhere we went.
They had a whole little suitcase and everything.
Suitcase with clothes packed. We leave them on the plane to on accident. Like, they was going on vacation with us.
I think they're equal to the LOL dolls today. So definitely. So speaking of the Bratz dolls, you guys know that they had their little ordeal with the guys in their life. Are there any special guys in your life, or are we single taken, or we just have like a dream guy and we're waiting on that?
I know. This is Mimi. I will speak for myself. I'll let Kino do her own thing. I do have a boyfriend that I've been dating for almost 3 years now. Yeah, he supports everything that we do. He's been in music videos. He's helped put up and break down events that we've done. He comes to hang out. My whole entire family loves him. Mm. So that's a great thing. And yeah, I always feel like, you know, they have to want something out of life and not just, you know, the bare minimum. And I'm a material girl, so you gotta, you know, match my level.
Material girl. Like,
yes, and I feel like he matches that for sure. So I vouch for my boo.
Okay. Oh, this is cute. Okay. I have a boyfriend as well. We've been dating for a year. He'll even, like, if he has to, like, cut some time to take off or try to make time for us for our shows, he'll come to our shows.
Yes, he has
as much as he can. He will also support us on our music and stuff. He will even have us on his playlist and listen to us as he's working out in the gym. And he also loves the sisters. The sisters love him as well.
Yeah.
And he's very supportive, and he loves gaming and anime, so that's perfect.
That's definitely Kina.
I love anime, and I wanted to get into gaming at some point. He got me into gaming, so we both play games, watch anime, and then talk about shows and disagree on characters.
We love a good vote. What about you, lady?
Oh, for me, I'm just chilling.
Yeah, she's the one that's
about my business.
Yeah, just
that's okay. You know, we just waiting on them to act right. Okay,
right.
I do understand. Okay, fellas, so you hear that? We got a couple of taken ladies on the market, and one where you have to woo really well. So, you know,
material girl too.
Okay, material girls in the house. We love a good material girl. This is new in 22. We not cooking no more, okay? I feel it. Ladies, before we end, wrap it up tonight, can you guys give us a little acapella of maybe one of your favorite hits or maybe something new or something random? It can even be a cover of a song. Just a little snippet. Just one snippet.
Oh, yeah, we can do Bugaboo. We love singing this song. Harmonies are lit. And one of our favorite girl groups, Afro TLC.
Well, we're all ears.
Ladies.
You made me want to throw my pager out the window. Tell MCI to
cut the phone pole, break my lease so I can move, cause you're a bugaboo, a bugaboo. I wanna put your number on the call block, have AOL make my email stop, cause you're a bugaboo. You bugging what, you bugging who, you bugging me, but don't you see it ain't cool. When you call me on the phone, you bugging me. When you follow me around, you bugging me. Everything you do be bugging me, you bugging me, you bugging me. When you show up at my door, you bugging me. When you open up your mouth, you bugging me. Every time I see your face, you bugging me, you bugging me, you bugging me.
Thank you, ladies. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. Very good. You harmony, you were right. You were right on that harmony. Yes.
Thank you.
I love it. I love to see all of the enthusiasm. What's your biggest and most favorite hit that you guys have created so far?
Oh, I would definitely say it's one of our singles that isn't out now, but it's about to release very soon, called Ain't Think About You. That was definitely one of the tracks that we have that is like my ultimate favorite. Every time I hear it, I gotta dance to it. Or like I'll tell my friends, like, oh my gosh, guys, y'all need to hear this song that we made. Like, it is fire. Like, add it to y'all playlist when it comes out because it is like the best.
Yeah. Okay. You want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. Mine is also a song that hasn't came out yet, but I was the lead in this one because Mimi decided to let go hook time this time, and it's Mood. I love it so much. The melody is just so good.
It's something different that you haven't heard from us. So when that song released with the project that we're going to be releasing out very soon, it's called the project is named Levels to This.
I keep thinking of
Levels to This is the name of the project. For Mimi, I want to say a song that's out, so that way if you guys want to hear it, you guys can actually check it out. My favorite song, and it's older, actually, it's called Mako Thing. It was one of our songs from our first EP. I just love the harmonies in it. I love, like, the ad-libs and everything. I go crazy for ad-libs and all of that, and the harmonies and melodies. So that's one of my favorite songs. Never like to skip that song at all when it's playing. Like, let it ride, because it's definitely, like, just one of those things you chill and bop.
I love it. I can't wait to tell, you know, many more people about your talent and what you guys have to offer. Now, when you're in the studio doing ad-libs, when you listen to it back without it even being engineered, is that not weird to be, you know, in the mic screaming like, yeah, yeah, uh-huh, and you know?
Right, yeah, no, it is.
Weird,
it is.
Then we hear it all together. You get excited, so you just start running around screaming like, ah!
Like, initially when we record it, this is Anai speaking. I hate hearing myself back without it, like, sounding all put together. So, like, I'll have the producer, I'll be like, he turned me down. And it turned the song up so I don't have to hear it and I won't cringe as much. Or I'll have, like, them step out of the room so I can do my ad-libs and not look crazy just shouting, like, yeah, let's go. But it's so awkward for me. Like, I cringe every time I do it. I come down next.
I know for me, I like to hear it back loud so I know if it's right or wrong. Well, when it comes to, like the ones where she's like, yeah, well, like, those are easy for me. When it's, like, ad-libs where I'm, like, singing, I'd be like, I need it to be loud so I can hear myself. Or don't play it out loud because I need to just hear me. I know it's getting used to, because even sometimes when we don't record for a minute and then we go back to it, it's like, ooh, okay, there's our voice. Gotta get used to that. Like, it's still a process, but it's definitely better because we're learning how to record ourselves. So hearing ourselves. Now it's just becoming more and more normal.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. So this is going to be the last question. We're going to wrap around back to that two truths and a lie. And I know that it may be a little bit harder because we got the deets on you now. So, you know.
Yeah.
If you could talk about maybe two truths and a lie, it can be rather a performance or just whatever you feel like is good for us to know. I want to try to guess what is the lie, because we're gonna get to know you a lot more in the future.
Okay, so what we have so far is I fell off the stage. We performed in California,
and we worked with Shein.
Ooh, that is, because, you know, Shein is, you know, y'all worked with Dolls Kids, so Shein probably was in that inbox for real. and falling off the stage, I feel like that comes with the craft. It's like embarrassing moments, but what was the second one again?
We performed in California.
Dang, I'm gonna go with Falling Off the Stage for Is a Lie for 1,000, Alex.
Yeah. Is that your final answer? You can't do that to her. You have to vote.
That's my final answer, and I'm gonna leave it at that. And pressing the red button. Yes.
All right. So that is true. I actually did fall off the stage. I fell off at rehearsals, and it was like really late at night.
And I watched her fall.
But the lie was that we work with Shein. We're hoping
hopefully this year.
Yeah, we did that. We performed, I think, only once, though. So it was actually, that one was close to not being the truth. Because we only performed once there. And, the Shein thing we hope happens this year. And I was just being careless. And that's how she ended up on the floor. I was tired. It was 1 a.m.
Okay. We're still at a full set. I understand. I totally understand falling off stage. I've done it. I probably will fall. I trip over my own feet, so I understand.
Oh, that's cheap.
I understand. I trip up and down the stairs.
I understand. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming on the Sir Classic Show to tell us all about your music, your passions, and your talent. We not only hope, but we know that we are going to see more of the Mako Girls. So please tell us your Instagram, your emails, and your tag for any bookings or anything to see more of you lovely young ladies. Again, we appreciate you guys.
Thank you for having us on the show. We definitely had a great time. You guys can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Mako Girls.
You can watch our videos on our YouTube channel, Official Mako Girls.
And you can check out all of our information and get our merch on our website at
www.makogirls.com.
Mako Girls is spelled
MAKOGIRLS. And you can definitely book us with info at Mako Girls or bookings at makogirls.com.
Thank you. You guys heard it here first at the Sir Classic Show. The Mako Girls are here, and they are here to stay. Thank you, ladies, and I hope you guys have a wonderful night. And make sure you guys always tune in for more of the Sir Classic Show. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for having us.